and welcome to the service from St. John's Church in the heart of central Cardiff. It's Sunday the 15th of May and it's the fifth Sunday of Easter. I'm Sarah and I'm the vicar of St. John's and it's good to have you with us. Today we'll consider lines, drawn lines, crossing lines, and the gospel message of radical inclusion. St. John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St. John's community as you join this service, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. If you choose to put your first name and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we will try to welcome you personally. And your comments will also act as a sign of who we are gathering here with today. If you can, please stay with us until the end of the service, as we'll have some photos to share from yesterday's Diocesan Ministries Fair and some photos of a very special tree in Cardiff. So, who do we have online here today? Well, first out of the gate today was Richard, still doing treasurer's duty, although technically not our treasurer. Richard, lovely to see you. Great to have you with us. Next, to check in, as it were, is our church warden, Ruth. So, hello, Ruth. Lovely to have you with us. And it's good to see you. It's been quite a busy weekend and a busy day for you as well, I know. Elaine up in Yorkshire says, hope that we're all well. Yes, we are. And from Elaine in a cloudy Yorkshire. Yep, it's got a bit cloudy here as well, I think. But hopefully we're on this little bit now where the weather should gradually just get nicer with each passing week. It's lovely to see you and good to think that we might meet before too long when you come down to visit Luke. Amanda, good afternoon to you, Amanda in Cumbran. Always lovely to see you on the live stream and evening prayer when that's a possibility. Liz out in West Wales, great to see you. I hope your weekend is good and in our thoughts and prayers. Heather, our ordinand, who reads the reading from Acts for us today. Prinhandar Porb, yes, Prinhandar to you as well. Good afternoon, everyone. So great to see you, Heather. And thank you for all you did in many different ways this morning in the service. John joins us from Perigord. Honestly, I'm going to have to look that up. I'm thinking you might be on holiday, or maybe that's just actually where you normally are, because I just have Dordogne in my head. But I shall look that up. Thunderstorms are awaited here. Gosh, I hope they're not too loud and too messy. From France to Mary in and Julie in Gloucester. Oh, how nice to have the two of you with us. I hope your weekend has been good and I hope that you're having a good and restful day. Mary out in Frome, good afternoon to you as well. Great to see you. And Laura from Riverside. I saw a photo from Riverside yesterday and was thinking of you and your family. So lovely to see you. Hello to Chris from St. Illtyd's, who often comes in at the end of the service and watches on catch up, and to Helen, and hello to Gwyneth, who I think might be watching on an iPad. So a very warm welcome to you if you are joining us on the phone. So hello to Joyce and Vernette. Hello to Christabel, Iris, Jane and Jane's friends, and hello to Dorothy. Hi also to Marion and to Oswald, and hello to Wendy. Each and every one of you is welcome. Each and every one of you, yes, is welcome, I think, or are welcome. Well, we'll leave the grammar aside. Perhaps someone can let me know. But friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joy, we gather today together to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us take a moment to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. So here's the collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter. And we recorded it at the ministry fair yesterday in Margam Abbey. So there might be a few birds tweeting in the background. It was a lovely day. We'll tell you more about that later. But who did I record it with? I recorded it with Luke. So Luke reads the collect for us for the fifth Sunday of Easter.
The collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading is quite a long one. It comes from chapter 11 of the Acts of the Apostles, verses 1 to 18. And again, it was recorded at the ministry's fair outside in the open air yesterday. And it's read for us now by Heather.
A reading from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 to 18. The apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men, sent to me from Caesarea, arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life.
Now here's Reverend Stephen with his address.
Are you left wing or right wing? Labour or Tory? Are you Welsh or English? Do you support Manchester City or Manchester United? Are you Protestant or Catholic? Do you like U2 or Coldplay? Personally, I like both. I've never understood that particular division. But there's a natural human tendency, isn't there, to draw lines between groups of people, lines that distinguish us from them, we from they, the insiders from the outsiders. These lines may be drawn on the basis of things like religion, culture, language, politics, or nationality. They may be drawn on the basis of things like football teams or music taste. There are lots of ways in which we can end up dividing the world into our type of people and the others. Sometimes, in some situations, for certain reasons, it may be necessary to do so. I don't want to give examples because it would take too much time to explore them carefully enough. But my point is simply that whilst some of my examples were more superficial, drawing lines always carries dangers. And that danger, those dangers are the dangers of exclusion. At the heart of Christian faith is a radical vision of inclusion and a challenge to overcome divisions, to get rid of the dividing lines that keep people apart. And central to that vision of Christianity is a story in today's reading in which Peter explains how his vision of where God is at work was significantly expanded, challenging the lines that he had previously drawn. As part of his Jewish religious identity, he drew certain clear lines of demarcation. And one of the ways that line was drawn was dietary. Certain foods were considered unclean, and the line between those who did and didn't eat them, between Jew and Gentile, was clearly drawn. And the story from Acts is about Peter stepping out across that line. Peter has been criticized for eating with the uncircumcised, those from a non-Jewish background who have become followers of Jesus. He has crossed a line. And he explains how he has crossed that line on account of the vision he had received, and then his clear recognition that the Holy Spirit was also at work among these people. It had not been an easy process. In fact, it involved him feeling very uncomfortable. He had a vision of unclean animals and heard the voice of the Lord saying, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But he replied, By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth. He's being asked to leave behind a strong sense of carefully guarded identity, to cross a line, to open himself to what he perceives as impurity. It's a difficult and uncomfortable experience. But at the end of the day, he has to reckon with and recognize the fact that he sees the Spirit of God at work on the other side of the line that he has drawn. As it says in verse 12, the Spirit told me to go with them, and not to make a distinction between them and us. That's a very striking statement, isn't it? Not to make a distinction between them and us. Whilst it is a statement made in a particular context, it resonates far beyond that. Do not make a distinction between them and us. It's an invitation to a way of radical inclusion. All are welcome. When it comes to our Christian faith, we are to be especially careful in the drawing of lines, especially those that try to say where God might be at work and where God might not be at work. One of the tragic ironies of history is that having embraced this universal vision, once Christianity attained a position of power, Jews came to be seen by Christians as beyond the pale, excluded from the love and purposes of God. The Christian church drew a very clear and hostile line between Christians and Jews. And one of the most important developments in the last few decades has been the beginnings of a transformation in that relationship between Jews and Christians, which has involved Christians trying to speak about our faith in a way that does not put our Jewish brothers and sisters on the wrong side of the lines that we draw. From this history, we can be reminded of the dangers of drawing lines and listen for where the Spirit may be challenging us to step out across the dividing lines.
Thank you, Stephen. And so now we come to our time of intercession. And so if you have any particular prayers that you would like to, or people you would like us to pray for, or things you'd like us to pray about, any prayer intentions, please do put them into the comments on YouTube or Facebook. And if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. As ever, as we're doing that and getting ourselves ready to pray for the needs of the world, let's remind ourselves of the promises which we have made to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father, through Christ, the Saviour of the world. And so, we hold before God, along with Mary, we pray for the people of Ukraine and also Russia. We pray for all involved in that conflict, for those fleeing from it, for the millions of Ukrainian refugees, and especially we pray for an end to the violence, for peace and for justice, and in due time, reconciliation. We pray for the work of Kaleidoscope, based in our church building, who offer support and help to people who suffer from addictions. We continue to pray for the people of Myanmar and Hong Kong. And we continue to pray for the Uyghurs in China, as each of these groups is dealt harshly by their government. But we add to this the people of Sri Lanka, undergoing their worst economic crisis for 70 years. Building on from Stephen's address to us, let us pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters, and for our Muslim brothers and sisters, and for peace in Palestine and Jerusalem. With Laura, we pray for Gail and her family. And with John, we pray for his brother-in-law, who has just been diagnosed with bowel cancer. We continue to pray for Corona and Nosheen and Gwyneth and Heather's sister Ruth, for Lynn, Jean, Jessica for Julia, Maria and Anna, and for Elizabeth's mum, Evelyn. We commend Liz's dad, Lloyd, and Marilyn, who have recently died, into God's mercy. And so, in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So thank you all for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. As ever, next week, you'll find us at St. John's at 10 in the morning, on the live stream at 4 o'clock, and on the phone 1 hour later at 5 o'clock. All services are, of course, in person, whether you join us online, on the phone, or at St. John's Church. We also say evening prayer each evening at 5 p.m. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and you're very much part of our community. And as we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. So, thank you very much indeed for everyone being with us today. And a belated hello to Myrta, who joins us from Montevideo. Someone was asking after you today, Myrta, and saying how lovely it is to have you with us on the live stream each week. So consider yourself greeted. Thank you all, though, for being with us today. Yesterday, Llandaff Diocese held a ministries fair in the grounds of Margam Abbey. The sun shone, the setting was beautiful, and there were a variety of stalls. St. John's had a stall outlining the theology of sexuality and gender, and the need to reach out to welcome LGBTQIA plus people. Llandaff Diocese has a link with the Diocese of Uppsala in Sweden, and at the end of the fair, the agreement between Uppsala and Llandaff Diocese was extended for an extra 3 years. So we'll end today's live stream with some photos of the ministry fair. And firstly, we'll see some photos of the AIDS memorial tree in Cardiff. You'll see a photo of the plaque marking its dedication and some red ribbons which hang on the branches. We wish each and every one of you a blessed week. Passez bien. Go in the peace of Christ. Dieu benedigit chi.